Please turn your Bibles with me to Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18. And we'll be looking at verse 14. We'll say a couple of other scriptures, but this will be our theme, or our chief scripture. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask that you would send us help tonight. We ask that you will send us grace. We pray that this conversation will be spiritual and it will be effective. Please bless every heart that is here and let none of us leave here the same way that we have come. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. So, a lot has been said. By the way, how many of us have had time to go back to some of the conversations that we had in December? If you've listened to some of the messages again, can you wave your hand? If you've not, can you wave your hand? Okay. So, please, I want to encourage us. Please find a way to go back and listen to those messages. They will bless you. Some of us have not even really heard the substance of those messages till you go back. So please don't let January pass without going back. Amen. Don't let Lagos happen to you and then by the next conference some of us have not listened to some of the SOD messages again. As we left camp, that's where everything just, but God is merciful. Amen. So please, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to those messages. They will really, really bless you. So what led me to that? So much has been said. So much has been prophesied. Of course, we're in a new year and all of that. And one of the amazing things about a new year is that for many of us, a new year, not all the time, but many times, a new year represents a new season. It's that in people's lives, in nations, in families. So you won't be wrong if you say that this 2022, we've come to a new season. And there are many implications of that. Please just stay with me. We're going somewhere. So as a church, for example, we're in a new season. Now, that season did not necessarily start on January 1st, but we're in a new season. And in the coming days, I'm sure we're going to have many conversations around that. And having said this, that informs some of the things that I'll be sharing with us today. So in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14, the scripture says that the spirit of a man will sustain him, sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Infirmity there, you may say sickness and all of that, but it's not just sickness. If you expand it, it talks about everything that represents difficulty, everything that has the potential or the power to incapacitate you. But the Bible says that the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, some translations say a crushed spirit, it says, who can bear? That means that the quality of your spirit can sustain you as God helps you. Tonight I want to talk about focus, but we're just laying the foundation. And I'm praying for somebody under the sound of my voice that this year God will put focus in your spirit in the name of Jesus. And we're just going to journey together. But let me just drive this a little bit. So the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. That means that what is going on in your spirit is very, very important to God and important to your life. Hallelujah. One of the things that, and you know that your spirit is where life flows from. We've said that severally. In fact, I was just before I came up, I was just looking at the scripture again. John 7:38. Jesus said, out of your belly. The word belly there can also mean spirit. It can also mean heart. He says, out of your belly or out of your heart or out of your spirit shall flow what? Rivers of living water. So what is going on in your spirit is very, very important to God. I want you to, if you forget everything that I say this evening, please hold on to this scripture. It is the word of God. The spirit of a man. If there was a way to open all of our spirits, we won't find the same things there. Hallelujah. In fact, the things that are in some people's spirit, we might just be shocked. Hallelujah. But we're reminding ourselves this evening that your spirit is so important to God. And one of the critical things that helps the flow of life from your spirit is the attitudes that you have, the attitudes with which you engage the things of God. Can everyone say attitude? That word, very important word. I want that to be one of the words that should guide you this year. Because one of the when we say new apostolic wineskins, one of the things we're saying is that we're going to serve God, or we're going to engage God with a new attitude. The old attitude that was not working before, we're going to push it somewhere and take on new attitudes. Hallelujah. So I said I want to talk about focus, but I'm laying this foundation because you would find out that as we go on, focus is an attitude. Hallelujah. In Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, the Bible says, let this mind, it's a scripture that we're all familiar with, let this mind be in you, which was also in who? In Christ Jesus. The word mind there, if you care to do some little Bible study, the word mind there actually speaks of attitude. So the Bible is saying that let the same attitude that was in Jesus Christ be in you. And in this place, it was talking about humility and all of that. It's a portion of scripture that we're all familiar with. I want you to appreciate the fact that we don't understand focus the way that we should understand it. Amen. In fact, the more that you believe you are focused, chances are that you may not be focused. This year, this season, there is a humility that we should all engage the scripture with. Jesus said, if your eye is single, what will happen? It says your whole body will be full of light. Hallelujah. So I've spoken about your spirit. I've spoken about one of the components, one of the things that makes your spirit your spirit. One of the things that gives you flavor in the realm of the spirit, for want of a better word, is your attitude. And one of the attitudes that God wants to see is focus. Fight. Labor to be focused. Hallelujah. Don't say, what is all this focus conversation? You're already losing focus if you say that. Hallelujah. This is, I don't want to say a year, because in 2023, this conversation will still be relevant. But let's just stay with this season of our lives. God wants you to be focused. And in the spirits of many people, that's why we read that scripture, there's really no focus. A lot of people are still everywhere. It's the beginning of the year now. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of ginger. Almost every ministry is having one conference or the other. There's a lot of excitement. But you see, by the time we begin to get to March, and then we begin to get to April, one of the things you will notice is that that excitement just has a way of going down. But that will not be your portion, in Jesus' name. And I'm praying for you again that God will put focus in your spirit. Amen. A lot of us are still easily carried away. A lot of people are lost by all the great things happening that they can't even, some people don't even believe that they have. Some people are so lost by some other people's gift, for example, they don't even believe that God has called them to do anything. You are not focused. Amen. And if you are like that, remember, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. We don't really have time. The word sustain means to supply the means necessary for living. It means to nourish. Hallelujah. It means to provide food. And if there's no focus in your spirit, then every little thing, everything and anything will bring you down. Hallelujah. And you will lose your flavor. Is this making any sense at all? The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. And that's what I feel that God has put in my spirit to share with us this evening, that we have to be focused. Don't be lost. This year, trust God that you will not float, that your feet will be on the ground. Amen. Have you heard that phrase, building castles in the air? Believe it or not, that is how many people are living. Do you know people that are always talking about million, 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 and 10K they don't have? Amen. Every time you meet them, There's one multi-million naira contract somewhere that is about to happen. Every time you meet them. What am I even saying 10K? 5K they don't have. Amen. And they are not, and they won't have because of how they are going. They are not focused. It's not a curse. It's just the way they have chosen to live their life. And at the end of the day, nothing to show. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. So God wants us to focus. Jesus said to, is it Mary or Martha now? He said when he came to the house, he says, I think it was Martha. He says, one thing is needful. That one was running up and down, going up and down. And then she was even angry that her sister did not join her to serve Jesus. And Jesus says, one thing is needful. Amen. This season, I think I prefer season to year. This season, we must know what we're doing. All of us, we must know what we're doing. You must trust God to know. And this is not just a New Year message. Pastor has preached on the 31st. He charged us first Sunday of the year. So I believe you've heard all the New Year message that you need to hear. Amen. But there is an urgency in the spirit. There is a new thing that God is doing, and that thing will require your focus. Amen. In your marriage, if you're married, please focus. If you say you are doing business, please focus. And what do we mean by focus? See what God wants you to see. Amen. And run with it. Hallelujah. It's not, you know, some people are in love with that word focus. But when you look at their life, there is nothing focused about that life. We're just saying, see what God wants you to see. Because seeing what God wants you to see and lining up with those things, they have a way of energizing your spirit, and they will take you through whatever people call difficulty, whatever people call challenge, whatever people call problem. Hallelujah. So this is an attitude that must be in all of our spirits. We need to focus. Do you know how many times that you are distracted and you don't even know? Many times it takes the Holy Spirit to tap you and nudge you and tell you you are not as focused as you should be. The sharpest of us this season will be the most focused. Hallelujah. And you can bet that the enemy is going to try to attack your focus. But I'm praying for you again that God will put focus in your spirit this year. In the name of Jesus. You don't have time for everything. Hallelujah. Some things don't require the same amount of time or attention. It's very easy to know someone that is focused, and it's easy to know someone that is not focused. This year you will see many things. Many things will happen. But trust God that you will not lose your focus. In Isaiah 50 verse 7, powerful scripture, it's a prophecy about Jesus. Can someone read that for us while we wait for our projector? Can someone read that for us? Isaiah 50, verse 7.
Okay. For the Lord,
yeah, read.
For the Lord God will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. He is near.
Amen. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Are we? Please, are we here?
Yes, sir.
There's no football today, are we? Ah, you are not here. Tired. Amen. Please, let's be here. We'll release you. We'll release you early. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is a very, very important. You know, we live from our spirits. And if there's no focus there, God forbid, you might suffer some unnecessary casualty. So the Bible in Isaiah 50 verse 7, he said that he was talking about Jesus, and he said that Jesus has set his face like a flint. He was talking about how he was supposed to go to the cross and all of that. And he says that I may not be ashamed. That means that ultimately, if we are not as focused as we should be, what will happen? There will be shame. Hallelujah. Focus is such a big deal. And we cannot, what's that English? We cannot overemphasize focus. Because everything that God will do in your life, everything that God will do through your life, He needs your focus. Hallelujah. In your marriage, for example, if the wrong things are magnified in that marriage or that relationship, it doesn't matter the amount of jars of oil that has been poured on you, you won't see the best of that marriage. Do you understand this? Everybody under the sound of my voice, you have a duty to ensure that the right things are magnified before your face. That's focus. Seeing what God wants you to see. If the wrong things are magnified, it doesn't matter the amount of tongues that you are speaking, you won't be happy. You won't be fulfilled. You will be frustrated till you leave the presence of God. God forbid. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, I have set my face like a flint. And that was very important, because if you go to John chapter 6, the Bible, one of the highest points of his ministry, he had just fed 5,000 and all of that. And the Bible says that they wanted to come and make him a king. What did he do? What did he do now? It's a story that we're familiar with. I want to hear you. What did he do? You don't know. I can't hear you. Is this how you are going to be doing in this 2022? Let's talk now. What did he do? I can't hear you. I want to hear you. Amen. The Bible says that he left them and said he wanted to make him a king by force. But thank God for him. The Bible says that he departed. He perceived it and he escaped. Amen. And this order of temptation is still around today. At the highest points of your life this year, that is when some of these temptations will come. And it will take focus by the help of the Holy Spirit to stay on track. Hallelujah. It sounds very easy, but it's not very easy. One of the things I want to do with this conversation is for you to appreciate what God is doing in your life, what God is doing in this church, and what God is doing in the body of Christ. But our emphasis is here. Those two contexts, your life and in this church. Hallelujah. There has to be focus in your spirit. Focus people don't float. Amen. They don't float. They are established. One of the things that God wants to do in your life, God wants to establish you. God wants to establish his will in your life. But it will take focus. Anything that comes for your focus in this season, know that it is an enemy and don't be casual about it. Amen. And I try to explain what focus is to us. Seeing what God wants you to see. It's not very easy because there are many things happening. Hallelujah. Many times, good and evil are happening at the same time. Many times there is contradiction. So you will discover that's why sometimes you receive a word and that's when everything seems to just go upside down. Amen. One of the things that is being tried is your focus. But this year, you don't have to shout, you don't have to be dramatic, but believe God, trust God that your spirit will not lack focus. Amen. If anybody has given you a word that you have no clue about, please don't let it go like that. If you can track the person. This thing you are saying, I don't understand. I've never seen myself like that before. And one of two things will happen. If you wait, God will begin to speak to your heart. Or if it's not an accurate word, after a while, especially if there are people that are not your oversight. Amen. Do you understand this? Because every word that you receive is supposed to guide your movement. It's supposed to guide your thoughts. It's supposed to shape your thinking. I remember someone sent me a message one time. Someone gave her a word. And she said, "This word, I don't understand. I've never seen myself like that before, and all of that." But rather than some people to engage, they'll just be shouting amen. Word they don't understand, they have no clue, and maybe they've seen themselves going, especially if it's a word that you are on this lane, and it's a word that seeks to take you on this lane. You need to settle that in the place of prayer so that you are not a scattered person. Hallelujah. It's part of what the Bible calls a crushed spirit. When you begin to hear of things like depression, The spirit is going. Amen. And many times it would take God to bring that together. So our Lord Jesus Christ is an extremely focused person. And all of us, I think we all need to learn that from, him. Please don't be carried away by fads. Don't be carried away by noise. Know what you are doing. Let your feet be on the ground. One of the reasons you need to be focused, the Bible in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12, it says, strengthen the hands that hang down. It says, strengthen the... Let's look at it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12. It says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Amen. When your feet are feeble, you can't stand. Amen. And according to the scripture, we are supposed to stand perfect in all of the will of God for our lives. This whole thing is connected. There is an energy that you would never have if you are not as focused as you should be. Amen. And one of the easiest things that can happen is for a person to lose focus. How many of you know it happens like this? A ministry can lose focus. These pure streams that is blessing us, if they lose focus, after a while you may not know what you are listening to anymore. And some of you may not even want to come. You just say, when is Pastor Zach preaching? God forbid. Amen. Focus is powerful. Many things that look like they're just happening seamlessly, it is because by the grace of God, there is focus. And I'm not saying that you are not focused though. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that you can be more focused. And then you can be more aware that anything that tries to steal your focus, you fight. Anybody that tries to take your focus away, how do you treat such a person? Treat them like an enemy. Hallelujah. If there are people that you cannot cut off, then you know that you have to begin to get into prayer. So think about it. Jesus came here to die and resurrect and save us. Imagine he just said, oh, this king idea makes sense. And he accepted to be a king. And then he can deceive himself and say, from there I'll be doing my apostolic walk and all of that. We won't be here today. Amen. There are many things that look good, but they are not necessarily God ideas for us. We have to be focused, because the prophecy of the last days, you don't even need any, whether you are prophetic or not, whether you are gifted in prophecy or not, you don't need any prophet to tell you that the spirit of the age is going to keep on getting, it's going to seek to have more place and more prominence in people's lives. And one of the manifestations of the spirit of the age is to get you to take your eyes off what God is doing, even in your own life. Or, if you've not taken your eyes off totally, you don't have the same appreciation for it that you used to have before. It just becomes one of those things. Hallelujah. Warfare now is very, very subtle, and all of us must rise and be aware. But everything begins in your spirit. And that's why we read that scripture. The spirit, very, very important scripture. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. Amen. Not too many things can sustain you. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that the spirit of a man, the spirit that God is constantly pouring into, that spirit can and should sustain you. That is the whole idea of all of life is in your belly. Amen. So crazy things can be happening out there, but there is vision in your spirit. There is focus in your spirit. There is joy in your spirit. Do you understand this? And we need to fight for this. It's not only ministers of God that should be focused. It's not only Pastor Zach that should be focused. All of us. God wants you to be focused. If you're truly going to be a soldier of Jesus Christ in this season, then you have to be focused. I mean, laser sharp focus. And this is not to put anybody under pressure, but first thing is, know that it is possible to be focused. Amen. It is possible. And then when you know it is possible, you fight. You don't engage some conversations. Hallelujah. You don't engage some certain people. You don't waste your time. Has it really dawned on you that you don't have time? Amen. Even if you're a teenager here, you don't have time. And that's why I'm saying, may God put focus. If God puts focus in your spirit, 5 years is like this. 10 years. Most of us don't have a 10-year plan. Amen. And again, it's not after you leave here now, go and write 10-year plan. You will just find yourself where you don't want to find yourself. But as we're walking with this God, as we're serving God, let us know what we're doing. It's amazing the number of people that don't know their left from their right. That's why I said, this year, trust God that you will not float. Trust God that He would establish you. Your feet will be on the ground. Any walk that you say you are doing for God, we have to be able to see the fruits. Amen. Some people say they are walking for God. You don't see any fruit. And by fruit, I'm not talking about material things. That's not really the first fruit. But any one thing we know, some of the things that pushes some of us, and I believe pushes you as well, is that this word at any time T would always change a person's life. And all of us are here because our lives have been changed and they are still being changed. Amen. So let your feet be on the ground. Avoid high sounding things, useless theology that doesn't benefit anybody. That is a lack of focus. Amen. Watch Pastor Zach. Watch the house. Watch how we're going. And plug yourself. So that at the end of the year, you would have, you know, Pastor has been telling us that one of the ways you should spend this year is see what you want to say in December. Practice the kind of testimony that you want to give so that you will look back and you would thank God. Amen. So I said we can't overemphasize this. I'm praying for you again that, so you know, I don't know how to shout. I think I need that anointing this year. Amen. But may God put focus in your spirit. There's so much that God is calling us to. But we have to see it. We have to see what He wants us to see. Amen. You know, we always say that focus creates blindness. So can I ask you, what are you blind to? Some of us still see fault. If you are looking for, if all you see is fault, you won't do anything. You won't go anywhere. You won't marry anybody. If somebody comes, that's when you see the guy's nose or his ear, and you miss what God wants to do. You see, her leg is not straight. Amen. What are we using leg to do? Praise God. And then you miss a lot of people, a lot of useless, irrelevant things. People are not focused. And we must be humble and trust God to see Satan. You shouldn't be afraid of Satan, but know that Satan is not, he's many things, but he's not a foolish person. Some people, by the time they realize that they are not as focused as they should be, time has already gone. He has deceived them in many. There are many, many subtle ways that the enemy comes for our focus. Hallelujah. If you're married, sometimes it's your spouse. And if you don't pray and do anything about it, you won't be focused. There are people that come to church when the word is going on. Rather than listening to what the pastor is saying, they are looking at all manner of things that will not do them any good. Amen. You can be looking at the color of somebody's hair. And in that whole, it's just that church is not like class. So, you know, if it's class now, if I'm teaching and I see that somebody is not, somebody is not friend, what will I do? I'll just ask you, what did I say last? And you'll be exposed. Amen. Maybe we need to start doing that. Some people will look at the color of somebody's hair, 1 hour has gone. 45 minutes has gone. And then they ask you, how was the service? It was powerful. And then such people, you can bet they don't go back to Podbean. That's how they will do. Come back again. Maybe that next week we have a guest minister and you are just mesmerized. You know, you can look at a guest minister's shoe for the duration of that message. Amen. There are many, many, many things that come for your focus. And I want you to treat it as with all the priority that you can. So Jesus said to Mary, one thing is needful. What is that? That is focus. You must come to a point in your life when you know some things are primary, some things are secondary. Okay? And a lot of people spend time on what is secondary and they leave what is core. They leave the main thing that God will ask you for. Do you know that when you stand before God, we all agree we'll stand before God, Abby. Don't allow any useless theologian confuse you. We'll all stand before God. And the prayer is that when we stand before God, none of us will be ashamed. You know that when you stand before God, there are things He will ask you about. And there are things He will not ask you about because they are not really that important. But the way some of us are living, the things that God will ask you about, we're not really paying attention to them. It's the one that He will not really ask us about that we're giving all our time and all our attention. And you say it's your year of crowning. Which crown? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the enemy is coming for your focus, and you must be ready. You must know what is a distraction and what is not a distraction. You must be that sensitive. For example, do you know there are sometimes you're angry? And that anger, even though there's a legitimate reason, in quote, for that anger is a distraction. If you don't deal with it, you can't pray, you can't study the Bible. Of course, forget about hearing God. Because everything God will tell you at that moment is not what you want to hear. Amen. And these things are so important. The spirit of a man would sustain his infirmity. It's an attitude. I want us to watch our attitudes this year. And there are many of them, but I'm just highlighting focus. If you notice that social media, for example, is distracting you, please don't deceive yourself. Find a way to handle that situation. Amen. Don't say I must have a smartphone. Amen. Some people have smartphones, but there's nothing smart about their lives. Amen. If it's distracting you, be honest with yourself. I won't tell you what to do, because that you have gone off social media is not a guarantee that you will be focused. So it's not about going off social media or not going off social media. My focus. Amen. If you like, download all the apps. That one is your business. If you don't know what is good for you by now, you would collect your report card very soon. Hallelujah. But I don't want us to treat this focus thing like in a casual way. And then associate yourselves with people that are focused. Amen. This is one of the meanings of he that walks with the wise will be what? Will be wise. But a companion of fools shall, emphatic, not maybe, a companion of fools will or shall, depending on the translation you are reading, will be destroyed. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. But God, let's trust God to put focus in our spirits, put vision in our spirits. You don't have as much time as you think you have. The next 50 years is just like this. If you even think about it logically, it's not a very long time. Amen. Some of us are already 35. Some of us are already approaching 40. So the next 50 years, 90, depending on how you are able to negotiate. Some people don't want to live up to 90. So you don't have as much time as you think that you have. Amen. It's not only big people that don't have time. You, looking at me, you don't have time for many things. So everything has to be sharp. As a church, for example, we don't have time for many things. Amen. And the moment we begin to give time to those things, some other things will suffer and the house will not bless you the way it is blessing you now. Hallelujah. So let us trust God together that God will put focus in our spirits. Every area of your life. The Bible says we should not. There's a very short phrase in Ephesians. It says neither give place to the devil. One of the ways that we give place to the devil is when we're not as focused as we should be. Amen. So whatever does not help your focus in this season, please find a way to get rid of it. If you notice that after talking to a particular person, you are constantly distracted, you don't need a word of knowledge to either block that person or find a way to discharge them. We must all work on our discharging skills this year. Amen. If you say you are working in love, by the time such a person is done with you, amen. For example, as a pastor now, do you know there are people that have, every time, and I mean every time you meet them, they have stories about ministers of God. Like hot stories. Some true, some half true, some totally false. But they have hot stories. So if you are somebody that God has not delivered you from gossip, you fall into that trap. And you're already going. Amen. Anybody that you see that is focused, you need to admire that person. You need to covet that grace. I'm telling you, it is not easy to keep your focus in the midst of all everything that is happening. And then even when God begins to bless you, at the high point of your life, that is when the greatest temptations will come. Amen. Do you understand this at all? Is this something we can use? Hallelujah. And we'll hear your testimonies in Jesus' name. So let's, as I begin to gradually tie it up, I think I've shared most of the scriptures that I wanted to share. Yeah, so if your eye is single, that word eye there, it talks about the eyes of your spirit. It says your whole body. will be full of light. Life will flow from you. We've come to a season of spiritual vitality. God wants to refresh other people spiritually through your life. But if you are not focused, that will not happen. You will not be refreshed, and the people that he brings around you will not be refreshed. Amen. Hallelujah. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. So focus leads to many things. And I said that it creates blindness. There are certain things that you need to be blind to this year or this season. Amen. You know, a blind man doesn't see. And even physically, there are many blind people that are better off than people that can see physically. This may not be a perfect example. I remember the first time I met, Cobams. It was a school. It wasn't this Unilag. It wasn't this big. So it was with my friend, and then we were just, I can't remember where we're going to, but we're just walking. And then, so of course I knew it was Cobams. And then, so I think he said something about having a girlfriend or something. This was 2002, thereabout. And then I now said, I didn't know he could hear me. If I was from that day, I knew that blind people, the auditory capacity is very high. So my friend says something about Cobham's girlfriend. And then I just reflex, and I just said, is she blind too? Just reflex. And then he answered me. Thank God he wasn't angry or anything. Very jovial person. And he was like, how about now? I'm blind. How will she be blind too? And then we just laughed. And all of that. I've not met him. So I don't know what he came to school to do. I don't even know if he was a student that period and all that. What led me to that? The quality of life that some blind people are living, even physically. People that have two eyes, eye here, eye at the back, they can never dream about that quality. Amen. And spiritually, that's how God wants it to be. You have to be blind to many things. You have to be blind to offense. Pastor has been telling us. And you know, I've found that. And that's why we all need to be humble. It's one thing to preach. It's one thing to prophesy. But when they begin to play out, it's another level entirely. Amen. For example, this year now, we know that there will be many marriages. Okay? There will be many marriages. Whether you say amen or not. Hallelujah. Well, you know, when you see that begin to, and then even though you know that there will be many marriages, you know, there's a tendency, okay, there are many marriages, what's the big deal about it? But you know, when you see that, when you see those marriages play out, if you're not a bad person, there is a level of joy that fills your heart. You knew it was going to happen, but seeing it, now this is the good one, there's the bad one, but seeing it play out, sometimes you're even filled with tears of joy. Amen. Okay, you know that this person is going to get, sometimes you might have even known about the marriage a year before, 2 years before, but there is a joy on that day. True or false? In the reverse, we know that offense will come. the prayer is that it will not, you will not be the vehicle through which it will come. But when these things begin to play out, they have their own emotions. They have their own, they come with their own spirit. Amen. And if you are not blinded to it, you might just be taken by some of these things. This conversation we're having is one of the reasons Jesus said that when he was talking about the end time, he says that if those days are not shortened, he says that even the elect, you've read that scripture, he says that even the elect will be taken. Amen. Because the Antichrist, one of the Bible prophecies, is going to come with great signs and wonders. Amen. Some of us think that, oh, if we, it doesn't matter how gifted somebody is, I cannot be carried away. If the Holy Spirit does not help you, amen. The way you will fumble, you'll be so embarrassed. Amen. Do you know there are some of us here now, as spiritual as this house is, the way we're enjoying fellowship, if somebody comes and just calls your number, you might be carried away. Amen. Because it's not very normal to call people's number. And a lot of people are carried away by all those things. Or somebody tells you something that you just did before coming to church, and it wasn't a very good thing. Amen. You can get carried away. By ourselves, we must appreciate the fact that there is nobody here that cannot be carried away if God does not help us. But God can put focus in your spirit. Focus is one of the elements of stability. You see many things happening, but you are standing. It's not very easy to stand. As I, final scripture, Colossians, I think it's Colossians 4. Paul was talking about one of his sons or associates called Epaphras. And he told us the prayer that Epaphras was praying for the Colossians. He says, Epaphras, I'm paraphrasing, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers. And the Bible now, Paul now told us the content of Epaphras' prayers. It says that you might stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. In Ephesians, the Bible says, stand. It's not that word stand, it's a military word. Not everybody is standing in the spirit. Amen. And that's why the Bible talks about feeble knees. Because if your knees are feeble, you can't stand. Have you ever stood in the banking hall for hours before? You know, after a while, you'll be looking for a chair. If care is not taken, you might even faint. If you've not eaten very well before coming. Amen. And then some of us even lose our home training. After standing all those hours, one elderly person now wants to come and tell you that, please, my daughter, my son, you know what you have done. May God forgive you in Jesus' name. Amen. Or you have been standing for bus for long. Maybe BRT. And then they now say, let's allow pregnant people enter first. Some people say, all of me too, I'm pregnant. And we'll start dragging it there. Amen. Because you're angry, you have stood for long, you are tired. Amen. And some people are just bad. They are not pregnant. They will go there. And they just, I don't know, Nigeria it as well. Amen. So it takes strength. It takes grace to stand. And one of the things that helps you stand is focus. Trust God. One of the things that I want to do with this conversation is that you will not be somebody that appreciates everybody to your own detriment. You know, some people believe that God can never use them. Nothing good can come out from them. You might think it's humility, you might think it's walking in love, but when you stand before God, if you don't correct that situation, you'll be ashamed. And one of the reasons is because there is no focus in your spirit. I told us some months ago, when you are walking with God, there is a level of shyness that is evil. If God has said that you are great, don't say I'm not great. It won't be well with you. Amen. It doesn't matter who. Let 10 Daddy Gios put their hand on you. If you refuse to see that greatness, focus, you won't be great. You will go to heaven, hopefully. But greatness here, it won't happen. Focus is a big deal. Don't appreciate people to the point where what God has committed into your hands is not prospering. It's not humility. Amen. Don't say everybody can sing. But me, my voice is like a frog's voice. That's how that voice will remain. Amen. And we do these things every day. And we believe that we're walking in love. But in a new season, in a new year, it's not acceptable. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever God has called you, begin to call yourself. Don't say small me. Poor me. Amen. But people say all these things. And if I'm beside you, I'll just begin to. I don't have time for many things. Hallelujah. If you have made covenant with poverty, that's your own business. Hallelujah. We must know what we're doing. Lack of focus has even made us not to know what is humility and what is not humility. We must be focused. Let God put focus in your spirit. Family life. Don't, Pizak has been saying it, and it has entered me in a very strange way. Don't spend all your time fighting, husband and wife. You don't have time. Again, if you forget everything you heard tonight, remember that you don't have time. Amen. You don't have time. Some people fight. The worst is when you are still at the dating stage and you are always fighting. That's not a good sign. Amen. Some people are not yet married though, but every day we are settling one issue. Well, they are settling one issue because me, I won't be part of such useless. I won't be part of such useless arrangements. I've been part of that before, but no time. Amen. So if you want to waste your life, we'll help you. If I like you, I can guide you through the breakup process. If I don't like you, waste your life. When you stand before God, you will answer. Amen. So, husband and wife, don't waste your time. We don't have time to fight. Amen. Because marriage in itself comes with a lot of pressure and challenges. You now bring fight again. Then after you say you are depressed, how won't you be depressed? Amen. When the area that God has planned to supply joy for you, you just allow anything and everything come into that space. You've not yet seen depression. It's still loading. Amen. Hallelujah. So we need to appreciate that we don't have time. And if you know you don't have time, then you would focus on what you should focus on. Hallelujah. Whatever career you are in, you know, we say jokingly, one of relaxes kids as well. If you something you are meant to do, and then you for some reason you don't do it, whether you do it or not, that time will go, and then you would have to come back. But the question is, at what cost? There are many of us now that need to focus on honing our skills. Bizak said something last week. I don't know how many of us heard him. He said, whatever field you are in, there shouldn't be too many people better than you. Did it enter your spirit? What is entering your spirit? One of the ways you should gauge the quality of your life is what is entering your spirit and what is going out of your spirit. Avoid toxic. Avoid toxic people. Cut off anybody that you need to cut off. Amen. And anything that has not really entered your spirit, don't behave as if it has entered. Stay with God till that thing enters your spirit. One scripture that enters your spirit will turn you to another man. Amen. Amen. But if you are singing that song and nothing is entering, it will just be a song. Amen. Amen. Do you understand this? So the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. Infirmity is beyond sickness. It is anything that incapacitates people. Anything that seeks to stop people in their tracks, in their pursuit of God. Anything that we can call difficulty. But the Bible says that your spirit, if it is being fed right, if you are pumping the right things in your spirit, it will always sustain you. There was a time Pizak was talking about something. He was talking about the kingdom, and he was talking about something in your brain that if you push to a point, it will cut. How many of us remember that service? And I think I was looking down, and I think I don't know if he mentioned my name or if he pointed at me. And then when I got home, and Sidara was telling me that. So I was asking her, oh, what did Pizak? So she told me. And then truly, I began to think about it. Truly, truly, whatever is in people's brain that makes them logical or whatever, I think that my own has, I think it has caught. And there is no possibility of bringing it back. I look normal, but I don't think I'm very normal. Some of the things I do, the way my mind works, there are some impossibilities that I can't process anymore. And I'm just grateful to God. And my life is going in that direction. This is a carnal example. For example, to be on a road trip now for more than 5 hours, my brain is gradually losing that possibility. Because the question is, why are we spending that amount of time on the road? How much is the flight ticket? Is it that there's no airport there? If there's no airport there, what are we going to do there? Are we going to preach? If we're not going to preach, why are we there? Do you understand? How do you spend 8-10 hours on the road? Then you meet bandits. Amen. Hallelujah. You meet bandits on the road and you come and testify. And people just embark on useless trips. Amen. Some people will leave Lagos to Kaduna to go and see one girl that the runs, they've not even perfected the runs. They are still believing God. How do you take that kind of risk? The question, if anything happens to you on that journey, what will you tell God? Or what will you tell your family? Amen. People just do things anyhow. I was having a conversation with Pizak and I was telling you the way some people behave, they behave as if they have another life somewhere. Very careless. No, and they are no longer teenagers, or that maybe you can even teenagers now. That's why we have teen church. We can't have this powerful teen church and our teenagers are not wise. God forbid. Because the plan of God is that it should keep getting better and better. So our time is gone. But have you gotten anything from this at all? As we do all of our engagements this year, please let focus be on your spirit. Let's know what we're doing. Don't float. Let your feet be on the ground. Let your sleeves be rolled up. If you say, I'm doing this work, truly let it be that work that you are doing. Don't be in love with the idea of that work, but actually you are not doing the work. Strengthen the feeble knees. Strengthen the hands that hang down so that your spirit will sustain you. Your spirit, in fusion with the Holy Spirit, will sustain you through every infirmity. Hallelujah. So that what flows from you, and I see people in this room who pure ministry will flow out of, because we're engaging these things. Please be blind to many things. Be blind to some of the issues in Nigeria. Don't let it weigh down on your soul. You will not be effective. You'll be saying one thing, but the output of your life will not be good. Trust God that this year or this season, everything about your life will be sharp. Every area of your life that you truly care about will be sharp, because there is focus in your spirit, and the fruits would glorify God, and people will want to come around you. Hallelujah. Do you believe that out of your belly will flow rivers of living water? You know, one of the most important things we said in the new apostolic wineskin was, I'm paraphrasing, is that we're in the days where we're no longer in the days of big men of God, so to speak. We're in the days where seemingly ordinary people would show the glory of God. So that means that the more all of us here, the more living water flows out of us, the more glory that God will get. Hallelujah. If it's just Pastor Zach and one or two other people, Some people will not be too surprised. But the more you don't look like it, and then people come around you, and then they encounter what they encounter, God is glorified, and many, many thanksgivings are abounding to God. I pray that this conversation will stay with us, and it will keep expanding in all of our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So,